And in line with the Constitution, thank you very much. I will say we've only got a few minutes, President. We have to close. But first of all, I want to thank the public powers of Venezuela who've been with us. They're accompanied by the electoral powers. One of the spheres where we've had the greatest development is the participative process through the electoral participation. But I want to thank the many countries who have stressed the impact of UCMs on the enjoyment of human rights. We want to commend the majority of countries who made constructive proposals and sent positive messages recognizing the progress made in Venezuela, including under these conditions of pressure, dreadful pressure, as represented by UCM. So we know that the UPR is an instrument which enables us to study a sincere consideration of human rights, but it should also be reflected in the principles of impartiality. There should be no double standards. There should be no political instrumentalization so that we can make sure for humanity, we can make sure we make ourselves more humane. Venezuela, therefore, insists on an end to the UCMs against our country, against all peoples around the world who've been victims of this crime against humanity. And we call on those countries who have been applying those measures. They should not be part of the Human Rights Council. Venezuela will continue, furthermore, to do its utmost to nullify the adverse impact of the debt of the predatory capitalist model, which only promotes violence, inequality. Now, I want, in conclusion, I want to quote the Venezuelan writer Augusto Mijares. The hero is he who resists when others surrender, he who believes when others doubt, he turns against routine and against conformity, he who stays pure when others prostitute themselves. Venezuela is an example of this. It should serve as an example of the heroic people of Venezuela so that peoples of the world do not surrender. I thank all of you for being with us during this UPR.